Thanks. Not sure what happened. I could hear everybody clearly there, but obviously you could not hear me. Who do we have on the call?
Alicia Eric's here.
Byron, we got all the members present, so that's one. And I think Lars, James, Elise, and James. I believe all the liaisons are present as well. Miss anybody? And we haven't received anybody. And then you got from staff. You got Ria, Kim, Trang, and me, Bart Boswinkle. So over to you. You got a full house.
All right. Thank you very much, Bart. Thank you everybody for joining today. Welcome to all the members and liaisons. As seems to continually be the case, we have a very full dance card today. And in order to get through the most, I think the most important agenda items, it may be required that we push one or two back, but we'll see how we fare along the way. Everybody has the agenda in front of them. The agenda is up. Are there any comments or questions on the agenda itself? Or additions? I know there was some email traffic over the last little while. Both Cal and Jay had agreed that with Elaine that PTI presents a bit of a high-level roadmap to the development strategy for 2017. So we could add that in just before other business, if that's okay with people. So unless I hear something contrary, we'll squeeze that in before any other business.
So, Jay, I'd just like to confirm that everyone received the short documents that I sent to the CSC with that high-level overview, because if you don't have it, it may be premature. I sent it last week.
I mean, I think it went out to the full CSC, so certainly everybody had access to it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And I'm just going to suggest a overview and walkthrough, not a detailed discussion, but get people familiar with it.
Okay, appreciate that.
Okay, so then let's carry on with agenda item number two, which is any feedback that we've had on the last report, the December report. Just wondering if anybody has had any meaningful feedback one way or the other, positive, negative, either on the content or the distribution list, those who are receiving it, who aren't yet and would like to, if there's any feedback that we've had as members or liaisons. No, I don't see anybody's hand up or nobody jumping in. If anybody recalls something during the balance of this call, we can certainly take comments at the end if you do recall something of importance for us. I just noticed that Elise from the GAC that said there were some comments from GAC members. So, and she's going to send them to us on the CSC list tomorrow. Thanks for that, Elise. So with that, let's move on to agenda item number three, and that's the review of the performance report for January. And Elise, if I could ask you just to provide us a brief overview and any comments that you would like to make about the report.
Thank you, Byron. So I hope everyone has had a chance to look at the report. Basically, the high-level overview is that the percentage of SLA thresholds that we met based on those defined was 97.3% overall. We did have two exceptions. One was in the category of manual lodgement time, and the other was in the technical check supplemental category. And based the manual lodgement time was one where we had sent out a mass mailing prior to the holiday season to ask people to review their current data. And one of the customers replied with a response and said that they would be following up and they would like to make changes for their TLD. So we created a ticket for the email saying that they'd like to make changes, and then we waited for them to get back with us for the changes. And based on the way the SLA has been defined, we kept waiting, and that time counted against us. And I know previously on the CSC, there's been a suggestion that maybe we should, we being the CSC, would look at the definitions of some of the SLAs, because this one does include waiting time, and that's why the time exceeded the SLA. I'll stop and ask if there's any questions or comments on that.
Thanks, Elise. I see Jay, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, when we discussed this previously, sorry, I came away with a different impression that this wasn't a definition error, this was an implementation issue. It would be really useful if we could see the chapter and verse about that definition to understand that, because just to remind you that there's a principle at the front, which is that the time taken by each party should be correctly allocated to that party. And so that principle being set out at the front shouldn't have enabled the definition to be wrong in this way. Should have prevented the definition from being done incorrectly. So I'd be really useful to check that. But if I could, and as one of the primary authors of those, that'd be really useful to me if I could just see the chapter and verse of where that went wrong. Sorry, was that loud?
Yes, we'll definitely look into that, Jay. And I've asked him to be on the call today because we're going to also talk about the high-level roadmap. But Kim, I know, was active in the design team and discussing these. So I don't know, Kim, if you want to add anything to this topic. I know you're on. I see you're in the chat room. I don't know if you're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here. My take on this is pretty much in concurrence with what's just been said. It was not the intention to have time not attributable to IANA appear in these statistics, but I think this is probably a result of some last-minute wording changes that were put in just before the document was finalized and the implications of which were not fully thought through. We've subsequently implemented the letter of the, what we believe is the letter of the SLE definitions, but, obviously we've identified an area where future tweaking might be necessary for our stats collection and our operational practices to make sure that customer time is not attributable to staff time. So that's my take.
Thanks, Kim. And I certainly, my recollection is consistent with what Jay has articulated. So Jay, your hand is, just went down. So in terms of, can I just pick up on the word tweaking? It's certainly consistent with what I understood came out of the design team, in that time as a result of waiting for feedback from customers should not count against IANA. What is going to be required to tweak the environment so that effectively IANA is not penalized for time that is not a result of their action or inaction?
Great, and hopefully we'll have a chance to have a dedicated discussion about the various requests for changes in our implementation, because we want to make sure we understand exactly what's being requested so we get it right.
Okay, well, I think the basic one there is you shouldn't be accountable for time spent by external party, third party, or customers.
Well, that's good to know. So, unfortunately, we counted that external time in this implementation, and so therefore we exceeded the SLA based on the way we measure. And we will look into how to fix that.
Okay, so can you provide us then a status update by next month on how you see that unfolding, and any kind of timeline or duration associated with that?
I'd like to first have a conversation where we could talk about the list, because I think we have at least four or five different requests for changes in implementation, so that we can make sure we understand all of them and we can schedule them all, instead of trying to make changes at a piecemeal fashion that might then have collateral damage to something else, if you can see what I'm trying to say. So
sure,
if we could maybe
enough.
Between meetings or in Copenhagen have a face-to-face to go over the requests we have on our plate so that we can talk through exactly what they mean. We'd appreciate that.
Sure, and that's probably a fair point for an agenda item for Copenhagen. So maybe we could take that as an action item to make sure that we have the list of outstanding suggestions or remediations as part of the package heading into the Copenhagen meeting, so you can get the clarity that you need and that we feel is appropriate. Okay?
Okay.
Does that work
thank
for you?
You? Appreciate that. That would be great to have that on the agenda, because
okay.
I'll have all the right people in the room that day.
Okay. And just a reminder from Jay about getting the reference text in the SLA that potentially has caused this. So that would be helpful.
Correct. It may be that I've misinterpreted what we wrote, but I will look to that. I think my team probably thinks that it's an implementation issue, that maybe it's not the text, but I've misread the
okay.
we'll exception, but I will look for it, Jay.
Yeah. I know our goal way back when was to not saddle you with the delays caused by others, so let's report accordingly. Any other questions or comments on that
yes.
one?
Yes. No.
Okay, seeing none, maybe we'll carry on.
Okay, then for the technical check supplemental, we also exceeded that SLA. And in this case, as the description says, we looked at the debug logs, and basically we saw that there were retry times and timeouts and multiple retries. And so that caused this to run longer than it would normally take. And we added the word previously, as the CSC recommended. The CSC has previously recommended that the technical check threshold for this and other categories be revisited. So this is one of those technical checks that we've discussed in previous CSC meetings, where the timeouts and waiting to timeout and multiple retries exceed the 1 minute SLA.
Okay, so do you see this as something to add to the list or something separate and distinct?
We'd like to, which list? The list of things we should look at our implementation or the list to change the time?
Yeah, the list, I guess the implementation versus the SLE, because, of course, the SL, changing the SLEs is not the remit of this group. It's the remit of GNSO and CCNSO. I mean, we can certainly make a recommendation to them to entertain the thought, but it's not our remit, per se, to the making those changes.
Right. So I think if we could add, you know, this request for changes to our list of things to discuss at Copenhagen, for the things that we've identified as either the threshold is not being met.
Let's add it to that list, because there probably is some qualitative discussion about, is this IANA's challenge that you're, in a sense, not receiving and waiting, or is it an SLE that really needs to be changed? Cal, you have your hand up.
Correct.
Please go ahead.
Hi, yeah, this, I just wanted to, clarify what we're looking at and what we might choose to do about it. My understanding, and Elise, please correct me if I'm wrong, if there had been a lot more technical checks scheduled to happen, perhaps immediately after the offending technical check, this particular SLE would have been significantly worse. So the way those technical checks are currently scheduled, they're effectively serial rather than parallel, is a feature or an adaption that we might need to address. And then separate to that, I think we were generally wanting any one check to, I believe we were going to recommend something like 10 minutes or something like that. So there is the recommendation element of our discussions that we'll probably have in Copenhagen. But then there is the functional side of the check, that no matter what SLA we ultimately convince people or we have an agreement on, we still have to have that functionality so that each one check is not somehow harmed by the preceding check.
You're absolutely correct. That was an implementation issue we identified previously that wasn't the cause of this issue. This one, when we looked at the logs, it looked like it was exceeding it, not just because of potential queuing, but because of the waiting and timeout. And so I do think that's why we'd really like to have that kind of concentrated discussion about some of the issues we're seeing, the implementation, and what you'd really like to see us do and how we might do it. So we, instead of delivering a blue box when you wanted a red box, we're delivering a blue box. Wait, I said that backwards. We want to give you the color box you want.
Okay. Thank you.
So those were the two exceptions, and all the other SLAs were achieved, as you can see by the report.
All right. Thank you very much. We can add what we've just spoken of to our discussion in Copenhagen. I think there is some discussion yet to be had on this particular item. So if we could add that to the register of outstanding issues for a focused conversation on possible changes or SLE changes, implementation changes or SLE changes. Any other comments on the January report itself? Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Elise and team. Could I ask Trang and or Bart to, as we have in the past, produce the actual CSC report for the month, the draft version of it, please?
Hi, Byron. This is Trang. Certainly, I think if we, I guess my question is, what would the CSC like to reflect as the overall finding for the report? Last month it was satisfactory at 99 point something SLA met. This month is at 97.3% with a couple of exceptions that Elise had noted. So how would you like the CSC report to be reflected?
I think it would be very, very similar in that it is satisfactory. Note the actual numerical value, that it is satisfactory. Highlight the two outstanding issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if any of my colleagues have any other specific suggestions, but I think if we, you know, essentially what I would like to get to, and I think we would like to get to, is that the report that we produce as the CSC is very consistent week over or month over month, so that the people receiving it don't have to spend any cycles or effort on trying to understand the report. They know exactly how it's going to work and what's in it. So I would want to see it follow a very, very similar template, but with the numerical value specific to the month, the rating specific to the month, and any of the exception items with discussion.
Got it. And I will make those updates and circulate it after the call.
Great. Thank you very much. And I note that Jay and Cal have chimed in with general agreement. Thank you. Okay, then. Any other comments or questions on agenda item number 3?
Seeing and hearing.
Go ahead.
I have a follow-up question, if you wouldn't mind, on the CSC report. Up until now, we have the general practice that we take is that the CSC would review the PTI report on the monthly call, have a discussion about it, and then I would draft the CSC report based on the discussion and circulate it after the call. Would you like to continue that practice, or would you prefer to see us draft a CSC report based on the PTI report that Elise and her team circulate on the 12th of each month, and have both the PTI and CSC report ready for the CSC to review on its monthly call?
I think it's probably worth having the draft, obviously, until we've had the conversation. There's a potential that it could be premature, but certainly based on what we've seen thus far, that's not an unreasonable suggestion, but just recognizing the fact that the conversation may take us in some other direction. But I think for next, let's go with that suggestion for next month, unless there's an objection. But the worst thing that can happen is you do that bit of work and we head a different direction. But
exactly, but as you mentioned, these reports don't change much from month to month. So I think if I can draft it before the monthly call, based upon the previous month's draft, and then you can review both on the calls. And if we have any changes that are needed, I can certainly make those changes after the call.
That's a very good idea. Thanks for the suggestion, Trang.
Thank you. I'll do that next month.
Okay. With that, let's move on to agenda item number 4, which is essentially an update on the action registry or action items from our last meeting. We can hopefully go down pretty quickly through the list. We've highlighted, or it has been highlighted, the status of each of the action items. I'll tell you what, if it's completed, I'm not going to stop on it unless somebody wants to flag it or raise an issue. Just for the sake of efficiency here. So the first one we had is the second action item on the list, which is 17-02. And Elise, I think you're going to check on the average times in the narrative report on whether to include the average times. Could you just let us
yes,
know where
so, so this is, again, one of the areas where we had more questions about what was being asked. I think it was Liman that had come up with a suggestion on how we could look at the average time if technical checks were queued for each technical check to run. And when I went back to the team with that, there were more questions than I could answer. So this is one of the topics we'd like to add to that conversation in Copenhagen. I'm sure we can figure out what needs to be done as long as we understand exactly what was being asked.
Okay, thanks for the update. I see Lehman
is... The next one's also mine.
Yeah.
And so again, this was one we had promised for the February or March meeting. We have sent a high-level roadmap, but the detailed requests that we've received from you, we would clearly like to have that conversation so that we can then scope the right thing and prioritize things appropriately. I think we have at least 5 requests for changes, and so we'd like to understand them exactly and then prioritize them.
Okay, so basically we want to punt that to the face-to-face meeting then and sort of add it to that
right list
of implementation, clarification, / action items for SLE adjustment list.
Right, and prioritization of changes.
Okay, and
so
Lehman, that means you're going to have to remember for Copenhagen what you were talking about. maybe I'll just let, before we go on, Elise, I'll let Jay jump in here. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'm just wondering if it would be helpful for any of us who have who are interested in this high-level plan and more details behind it to suggest the type of thing that we would be interested to see behind it, so that Elise would have some idea about that.
Yeah, Jay, you know what? Could you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Carry on, please. Could I ask you just to restate what you said, because you're very muted previously.
Right. I'm just wondering whether it would be useful for me and anybody else who is particularly interested in this technical roadmap to give an idea to Elise of the kind of things that we would like to see within it. I don't know whether that would be helpful or not.
Jay, just for my clarification, you mean in the roadmap itself?
Yes, I do, yes. Not saying I want to see this particular functionality appear, but to say I would like to see details at this level, or I would like to know what is happening with this particular thing.
Okay, I mean, I think we can entertain that. I'm always just sensitive to making sure that we don't overplay our hand in our oversight role and dip our fingers in too deeply, right? I mean, I sort of noses in, fingers out on this. So I think that it's appropriate that we understand it to the level that gives us confidence, gives you confidence. But I just want to also make sure we respect the oversight role that we have versus the operational role that staff has. And that can always be a delicate balance, and I'm sure once in a while each other drifts over the line, and that's the nature of oversight. But I would just like to put that proviso in there so we can understand the level of detail that you need to make sure you're confident, but without getting too deep into the operational component or the execution component of staff.
Sure thing, Byron. If this is sensitive, then I don't need to provide that. It was really an offer in case there was in case from Elise's point of view that you were not sure what level of detail would be appropriate that we would want to see or be useful for us to see. But it's only a suggestion. We don't have to follow that.
Yeah, and I just want to say is I think there's an appropriate level, and I have to assume that given the level of expertise around the virtual table here that Elise and team would appreciate the right level of feedback and input. So maybe Elise, I'll give you the floor to respond on that.
I think you stated it very nicely that, you know, we definitely would appreciate feedback, but at the right level. And so I guess when we go over the high-level roadmap, if there's, you know, if it's too fuzzy or too, you know, out in the clouds, we'd certainly appreciate knowing that, but we clearly appreciate the separation between the oversight role and the operational role also.
Okay, and we are going to come to that more specifically later, agenda item number 10, as I recall. So let's park this particular discussion and come to it there, and then we can actually have a little more discussion about what we have in front of us versus maybe the slightly more detailed level that Jay's talking about. So we will park that for now and come back to it. So with that, let's keep moving. Since we're still only halfway through.
I think you're at 4, which is me.
Yeah, let's keep moving.
And this one, I thought it was part of the one above, but I don't really know. The action item was a little unclear to me. A better way to perform the test, and I didn't know which test we were referring to because we had discussed a couple. But anyway, we could clarify that, I guess, when we have our face-to-face and talk about all the different things on the list, or maybe
okay.
Eliminate this one, and it's subsumed by the first two.
Okay, thank you. Let's carry on. Action item 16-05, Elise, still you.
Oh, that's completed.
It is completed, okay.
Yes, as you just saw in the current report, we say previously.
Right, thank you. 17-06 is completed. 16-07 completed. An action item repository or library, that's ongoing. Thank you. 17-09, the internal procedures has been circulated or initial draft, we'll get to that. And 17-10, initial discussion around the actual survey itself. Yeah, which we have another agenda item for. So we'll get to that, although that one we may, given the timing, we may push that one. And quite frankly, really the issue there for me at this point is how can we help? How can we make sure we get the kind of participation that PTI and I think everybody would like to get? So moving on, 17-11, which is a discussion around complaint and remediation. I'd like to defer that to the face-to-face meeting. Jay, I see your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Going back to item 8, the first outline was due to be presented at today's meeting. Are we skipping that for this meeting?
We're currently trying to put it on a wiki space that's not up yet, so that will have to wait until the next meeting.
Yeah, sorry, I blew by that
one.
Yeah, I went by that one a little fast, but we're not there yet. Is that okay, Jay? Okay. Okay. Moving right along. Action item 17-12. Bart and Alan actually have presented or have created a basic first draft of a presentation for the public meetings in Copenhagen, And we will be coming to that in more detail at a later agenda item. So we'll keep moving, and we'll come to that in more detail later. And 1713 recirculated a draft as part of this package of calendar of meetings going forward. So that we actually have that in a more fulsome agenda item coming up as well. In fact, the next agenda item. So maybe I'll take a moment just to say, are there any final comments on the action items? Otherwise, we will dive right into agenda item number 5, which is the calendar itself. So you see the calendar, and thank you for taking this on, Rhea. I think this will be very helpful in making sure that we get as many people as possible on these calls, help quorum, and try to avoid as many major holidays or conflicts as possible, given we come from all over the place. So if we just go through it, I think it'll be helpful, but maybe just to get started, Rhea, was there anything that you wanted to share with us before I dive right into the longer term meeting schedule itself?
No, I didn't receive any feedback for the calendar for 2017. I did everything highlighted is some notes that I put that I noticed for holidays or if the PTI report is submitted on a Friday and the call is scheduled for Monday. So I put my notes highlighted in yellow.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Well, maybe I'll just make a comment for the March face-to-face. The proposal for the PTI report is to be available Friday, March 10th. Of course, a lot of people will be in transit in and around that time. And I just want to make sure that, you know, given most people have built presentations or they're thinking or, you know, in their mind will have what they're going to say to our various constituency groups, et cetera. So I just want to make sure that at least if there's anything in that PTI report that's giving you pause for thought or concern, that if you could even just flag it to us before the 10th, before people actually hit the road, that I think would be very helpful just to give us peace of mind that what we're all arriving at the ICANN meeting with is in fact going to be consistent with what the report itself says.
I will definitely try to do that just to let you all know that I'll also be on the road on the 8th and the 9th. So I will be arriving on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be getting this to you as fast. And if there's anything out of the ordinary, I'll do my best to make sure you have it in plenty of time.
Great. Thank you. Moving into April, Rhea's flagged the fact that Easter weekend is sort of right over the period. Easter Monday is on the day we would usually meet. I'm open to moving it, but I cannot do it until later on the 19th. I could do it the afternoon of the 19th. I personally can't do it on the 18th. I'm certainly willing to do it on the 17th. I don't particularly have any objection to that, but I can recognize that perhaps many people would rather push it a day or two. So right now it is on Monday, April 17th, Easter Monday. Would people like to move it to the 19th? Or retaining the Easter Monday, April 17th date, is that fine? And I do note that Jay has rightly noted that that's the 18th for him, so this is a bit of a moot issue. Although he may be the only one where that's the case, I'm not sure. Let me, given we're doing it this way, let me frame it in the negative. Are there any objections to holding it on April 19th between 20 and 21:30 UTC? Would there be any objections to that? That would be the afternoon in North America, afternoon-ish, evening-ish in Europe and Africa, late in the evening at points further east. Is there any objection? I'm suggesting a 90-minute meeting, UTC 20 to 21:30. So I'm not seeing any objections to that or hearing any objections to that. Okay, so hearing none, let's do that. We will adjust the schedule from April 17th to April 19th, UTC 20 to 21:30. Thanks.
I'll note that. Thank you.
Okay. The next thing I just want to pick up on a quick question around the June ICANN meeting in Joburg. In particular for the members, who's expecting to be physically there in Johannesburg? I know I am, but I just want to get a sense of Jay, you're in. James, you'll be there. Thank you. Cal, unlikely to be there. Lehman will be there. Elise, okay. Elaine, a 30% chance. Okay. Elaine and Cal, will you be able to join us on the phone or virtually? Who knows what time of day that will be, but okay. Okay, so we will be able to make quorum no matter what we determine about quorum. Thank you. And there are some other notes along the way that I think we all just need to recognize. The final one that I just want to pull up is, there's two, one in August. Again, just because of when the weekend falls, can we push the CSC call a day or two later? So given how far out that is, I'm just going to ask that perhaps, Rhea, you could put out a doodle poll to see if that will work.
Okay.
So we don't have to answer it here. And maybe just quickly I can ask for the November meeting in Abu Dhabi. And this one won't, I can't get the slide to move up, but November 12th falls on a Sunday. As you can see here, it appears to be a material holiday in parts of Europe. I will admit I'm unfamiliar with that, but is there anybody that would be a particular problem with, or can we just carry on as scheduled? Any issues with that? Okay, I see or hear none, so we'll leave it as is. Okay, agenda item number five, complete. The one final thing I would ask, now that we've got 2017 done, is Rhea, it would be great if you could start to push this out into 2018 and get a sense of dates for 2018. I know that's a long way out, but it would be very helpful given the number of people's calendars we have to make sure this fits into.
So okay, no problem.
Another action item. Thank you very much. Thanks. So let's move on to item number six, and that's around the terms of the liaisons. I don't have a lot to say on that front other than, you know, as you know, some of the terms are 2 years, some 3 years in this initial CFC. It's meant to be a bit of a self-selection on this front. I'm just wondering, or just wanted to remind you that our liaisons need to self-organize on this front, and I might ask Rhea to just reach out to them as a group to get a sense of who's signing up for what in terms of their term length so we can start to get that sorted out.
Okay.
This is really just a reminder for all you liaisons to self-organize on this front. Thank you. So let's move on to agenda item number 7, and that's around the Copenhagen meeting itself, which is rapidly advancing upon us. So the basics of the schedule are outlined below. Essentially, we have meetings with our key constituent groups, liaising also with the GAC and the board, and then, of course, our own face-to-face meeting itself. this is the first meeting where, the first ICANN meeting, where we'll really be undertaking specific outreach opportunities with the various constituent groups. As you know, in Hyderabad, we had sort of a general open meeting, but this will be the first one where we will actually be going out into the community and highlighting where we're at, what we've done, and what the issues, if any, are. And I think it's important, you know, it is an important part of our mandate. The community does need to know what we're up to. So in addition to our own face-to-face, we just want to make sure that we have all of these various constituent group meetings covered. It's certainly my hope that although we put a list down here in terms of suggested lead folks, everybody is welcome. That's not to suggest these are the only people who should go to any given meeting, but at a bare minimum, these would be the people who are taking the point on those meetings and providing a presentation or answering questions on behalf of the CFC. That's my suggestion. I can participate in them all from a scheduling perspective except the one with the GNSO, and that's why I made a suggestion here that Elaine and Jay take that one, but it could be Cal as well. So these are my suggestions on who will be the point person on any given meeting. But, of course, remind everybody, it should be Elaine and Cal, not Elaine and Jay for the GNSO.
Sorry about that. I'll fix it.
Yeah. And I just want to make sure, as I was just saying, that everybody's welcome. Everybody's encouraged to participate in as many as possible. But at the very least, we'll need the folks who are listed here. Okay, Cal's just noting he won't be there till Sunday. So maybe it will be Elaine and Jay. But Elaine, you'll obviously be the point person, given that's the community from which you come.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. I would suggest, and we're going to walk through the proposed presentation or the draft presentation, I would suggest that most of these, that there's an opportunity to put that presentation up and do a walkthrough with the various communities. That's what I would intend to do within the CCNSO. So at the board level, I think it'll be more of a dialogue rather than a presentation, because we'll certainly want to get their feedback on how they're viewing us and what we're up to. And I'd certainly be interested also from us as a group, what sort of messages we want to make sure that we deliver to the board. And we don't have to do that now, but at our face-to-face, That's one of the things that I would like to put on the agenda and get all of us thinking about is what messages do we want to deliver to the board itself? And this is a little bit of a tangent from that, but Joran, ICANN CEO, has reached out to me as the chair of the CSC to get together in some way, shape, or form, not determined yet how or what that will look like, but really just to get a direct drive feedback from the CSC on, you know, is ICANN reacting and responding and reporting and handling this issue as we, the committee, would hope? Are there any gaps, any issues, et cetera? So I would also ask you to think about that and provide me any feedback or messaging that might be appropriate for that conversation. So nothing has been scheduled or determined yet. But I'll plant that seed. Okay, with that, I'm going to ask that Bart do a very quick walkthrough for us on the presentation itself, or the draft presentation that Bart and Alan have put together for us, to see if it covers the kind of ground that that we need it to, if it's missing anything, too much, et cetera. But given time, I would ask Bart to do a pretty quick overview.
Yeah, very, very quickly. So it's more a, again, for those, as this is the first time you do outreach, explain a little bit what the CSC is about. So who we are, what you do, how you do your work, and then a little bit looking back since what happened since October 2016, and then go into the functions. So monitoring is, and as you will see, sorry for getting you seasick a little bit, but I think the core of what you do is what we try to capture is you monitor, you inform the community, and you play a role in the consultations and reviews around the CSC itself, the SLEs, and around PTI. So that's what we try to capture in the slides. So the first one and core responsibility, I would say, is the what we said was monitoring, a little bit of explanation about the SLEs itself, and then this, say, a explanation of the CSC reports and how they should be interpreted by the community. This goes back to one of the comments Elise made, Elise Lindeberg, that is, on one of the previous calls, that say, especially the GAC and maybe some others are not very familiar and they want to understand what the CSC reports are about so they can rely on that without going to the detailed ones of the PTI reports. We've included an example when the SLE is met, what it means, how it's reflected, and also an example of the SLE is not fully met. So these are just examples so people know what to expect in the CSC reports. Then we go into what is related around the, and that's probably one of the big items that the CSC itself need to address together with PTI is around performance and complaints issues. The main one is that the CSC and PTI need to agree on the remedial action procedure. So there is a little bit more detail, and this is from the ICANN bylaws, the IANA functions agreement, and from the CSC charter. Again, in the complaint resolution, so there is a difference between the remedial action procedure, where there is an explicit role for the CSC, and a limited role, very limited in the case of complaints. Again, this was by design. Then go into the final one, or the second major function, consulting and informing. This is, and then go into the upcoming work, And this is first the consultations, review processing, processing times, more on the review transition plan, etc., request review. And then, so this is more the upcoming work from the CSC itself, and then the upcoming work which is community-led, and probably this is very, say we included this, and it's probably needs to be stressed, especially to the CSC and RISG, that they need to start thinking about organizing the charter review, which is due by October of 2017. So effectively, it means they start the conversation this meeting and organize it properly at the Joburg meeting in order to kick it off before the Abu Dhabi meeting. And then finally, a summary of the major points and some message points. That's it.
Thank you, Bart. That was quite a whirlwind rapid tour of what I know was quite a lot of work. So thank you for both. I've got a couple comments in the chat. I think probably as I look at it, we have different audiences and we will have to have slightly different versions of this. To me, this is quite a fulsome version, which would probably be quite appropriate for the CCNSO, a community I'm certainly most familiar with. And to at least from the GAC's perspective or comment, I would agree we probably need a trimmed down version with even a couple of visual examples of what the report itself looks like and make it really, really boring for the GAC. So this is not exciting political stuff, or at least that's my guess of what she would like. So I think this is a very good, basic, fulsome deck, which GNSO and CCNSO may want in its entirety, and other constituencies may get a trimmed down, slimmed down version of it, which we can work on in the lead up to the meeting itself. And certainly, Lisa, from the GAC, your thoughts on what is most salient would be important for us to make sure we hit the right note. No, I didn't say you were boring. I said we want to be boring. we don't need any political attention, that's for sure. Okay. Any other comments or feedback on this? I know that was a pretty rapid review, so I urge everybody here to give it its due and take the time to really go through it, because I think not only is it helpful for all our constituencies, it's always a good baseline for us to just go back and reflect on where we've been, where we're headed, and in a sense, what is our actual remit. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bart. I would ask then that if we could have any sort of final or further detailed suggestions or comments, please have them in by no later than February 28th, earlier if possible, and that then Bart could, if you and Alan could turn, or based on any comments, if you could turn around sort of a final draft of this deck by March 3rd. Bart, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yeah, just one point, and I think that's a very valid one, is that if you look at the chat, Jane suggests to remove the special IFRT, even in the most fulsome one. It's a rather principal point, I would say, so maybe I just wanted to draw your attention to it.
Okay. Fair enough. Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, let us carry on to discussion of the customer survey. We had some brief discussion on President's Day last month. And just say thanks again to Elise and the ICANN team based out of the U.S. I know it's a big holiday for you guys, so I appreciate that. And hopefully our schedule going forward will mitigate those sorts of conflicts. Anyway, as I mentioned right at the beginning of the meeting, it wasn't as much the survey itself that I was interested in, and I'm open to other feedback and input here. It was more about the comments that Elise had made about challenges getting this out in front of enough people, in front of enough people in specific communities, not the least of which was the CC community, but others as well. And my comment really is, if we could get a clearer picture on what the cycle of the survey is, and how might the CSC get involved? So sort of how does it work? Is a third party doing it for you? What's the timing? Is there a way for the CSC to be a helpful ambassador or advocate for this process to make sure we collectively get as much feedback and input into this survey as possible? In essence, how do we help you, PTI, in the future?
Thanks for that,
like
Byron.
Some discussion about that, but also if colleagues, other members or liaisons have further comments, I'd certainly like to hear those as well. But that's how I'm viewing it at this particular point. So while people consider that, maybe I'll pass it back over to you, Elise. I know you had just jumped in and get your thoughts.
Well, thanks for your comments, and we certainly do appreciate the offers of help to, you know, get the survey out in front of people and feedback on the survey itself. And I've asked Marilia Hirano to join us again on the call today. She's the person from PTI who leads the engagement with the third-party vendor that runs the survey for us, and she manages the schedule for that and finalizes the final report. So basically, we did get, you know, feedback from other parts of the NAINS community. We had some comments from the .int folks, as well as from people who do routine root zone management, GTLD delegation and redelegation, and from the DNSSEC key management. We segment the report in that way so that people can self-identify when they put in their preform comments, so we know which community is commenting on which things. But why don't I pause and ask if you'd like me to ask Marilia to run through the schedule, which was one thing you brought up, Byron, or if you would like to open it to other members. We collect the comments, and then Marilia and I can respond.
Okay, well, I would like to open it to the members and liaisons if we have any comments or questions or feedback at this point. I mean, we got the survey last meeting, so we have had some time with it. Are there any comments or questions? I'll just wait for Jay to finish typing. Okay. Gave comments previously. So maybe what I could ask then is if you could just walk us through, in a sense, the project plan of this, how it works, and then are there any obvious points for the CSC to get involved to help, you know, shake the bushes and get participation? I'd certainly like to see a lot more from my own community, so even just on that front, how and where can we insert ourselves to get a better turnout?
Okay, great. Well, I'd like to introduce Marilia again and ask her to walk through sort of the project plan for the survey. She's been running this for us. I think this is the second full year, and she'll be starting the new one shortly to get the schedule started. Marilia?
Hello, everyone. Good morning, afternoon, evening. For the IANA customer service survey, we engage a third-party vendor. We've been using Ubiquiti for the past 3 years, and the project starts, so I start getting the contract signed in June. The survey is run from September till October. There isn't a set date to send the invites, but it's the plan that I have, and it's been like this for this is going to be the third year. The second week of September is when the invites go out, and the survey stays open until the second week of October. So that's the rough time frame that we're looking at. The period is until August 30th, so we survey people from September 1st to August 30th. The customers who have used our service during that period are invited to participate. We then get the results by the third week of October, and that's when I start analyzing it and writing the report, which is it was due to NTIA in the past on it was due on November 15th. So I had December 15th, I'm sorry. I had that month to go over, and the report gets all the necessary approvals before it was sent to NTIA.
Any other comments from members about the schedule? Thank you, Marilia.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments from members or liaisons? No? So I just, I hadn't had control of the presentation, and now I do. So I think what might be helpful too, Elise, is if we had, I'm talking super lightweight, just a timeline and suggestions where we could get involved, and maybe to take, you know, the dates we just heard, we're working on those dates, you know, 2 months prior, how do we get involved to, like I say, shake the bushes and get more participation out. So I'll put that on you as an action item. If we could just get the very lightest weight timeline so we can see the key milestone points along the way and where we might be able to go to our own communities and ensure we get the participation that we need, which will give us the information we need to ensure we're delivering the service at the level that we all want.
We'll be happy to do that, Byron. I'm sure Marilia can put that together rather quickly, and we can send it to the mailing list so everyone will have it in front of them. How's that?
Great. That would be perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Byron, this is Brian. May I say, and this is more so I can record the action item as such, that it will be at least one meeting before the Joburg meeting. So you can use the Joburg meeting to circulate, use the face-to-face time in Joburg to invite everybody to respond.
Sure. Great suggestion. Thank you. I'm sure certainly in our community, Jay and I can use our bully pulpit, such as it is, to increase participation. Jay and I will take that away as our own to do in the CC community. Elise, your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to be sure I understood. So the one suggestion from Bart is something happens in Johannesburg. But the other suggestion, the other action item, is that you'd still like to see a schedule from my team so that you all can think about timing and priming the pump, as you said.
Yes.
Or do you Elise? Only want the Johannesburg one? I'm just trying to understand if there's two actions
Elise,
or one.
Elise, the issue is if you could share the very lightweight schedule that Byron asked prior to or at the meeting at the latest before Joburg, so in May, then the members and the liaisons can use that schedule to invite people, so create awareness about the survey.
Thank you. That's good to clarify, Bart. I was thinking we would probably send that schedule earlier because we're already in the process of pulling together what our schedule will be for next year. But,
yeah, but that,
if May
yeah,
is
but
when you'd want it, we can do it in May.
No, yeah, I would say at least get it to us as soon as you can. This is not a critical timeline item, but as soon as you can. And then at the Joburg meeting, we, independent of you getting us the timeline, we'll start to beat the bushes for participation, prime the pump. So yeah, just if we could get that as soon as you can, within a reasonable timeline, that's what we're looking for.
Yes, we'll get it to you very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay,
Bart,
then.
Let me just, sorry to interrupt. Bart, just for your documentation, I noticed that on your notes, the survey is open from 1 August to September 15th. It's the survey is open from 15 September to 15 October. The period in which we survey is the people, the customers who have used our service for the period of September 1st to August 30th. So on September 1st of this year, we will be surveying customers who made a use of our service from September 1st of 2016 to August 30th of 2017, if that's clear.
Thank you for that clarification. Okay, with that, recognizing we have 15 more minutes, let's move on to agenda item number 9, which is internal procedures. And Bart and team have circulated a proposed procedures draft and have received only, you know, I think a couple questions online. Anyway, if I could ask Bart to just walk us through and hit the highlights of this document and the things that we should be considering.
I've included as many of the suggestions. One major one is, and this is still up for discussion, what you consider to be the quorum. Is it for the meetings? Is it 4 or 3? That's probably the major one that you need to decide. Then the quorum on decision making, if any, it's more that you have at least the members present. Again, that was clarified a little bit on the decision making at meetings, was clarified as well around full consensus, etc. If it ever comes, decision making by email, that's all done. But this is the old version.
I'll put in the second one.
Yeah, please put in the second one because this is, say, this is what you commented on.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I'll make it scrollable. I would make it scrollable after I went through it. So this way I can prepare it a little bit. So again, changed a little bit the general, included a section called general information. The reason for doing this is to clarify there are members, there were questions, say there are members, liaisons, and other people who may attend meetings, and that say the role around consensus and etc. was that say originally you decided that members and liaisons could participate equally to build consensus, but at the end of the day with quorum etc. it's members. So I've included the bit about the who are the liaisons and members, just to clarify the roles around the decision making. So based on the feedback received, a meeting is called with three members, and they will it will be recorded in the in the notes. We also, and this is again, we also want to start maintaining a attendance record. Although I've said all members or all liaisons are present, at this stage one liaison has not shown up and has not shown up in the previous meetings, although he is subscribed. So for again, because this was a very clear message, I would say, from DTC, that people who put up their name or hand to participate in this group should commit, and and I think from that perspective, experience has shown that an attendance record is very helpful. So that's included now as well. Notes and decision making, again, that's clarified based on the say feedback received. For the rest, I think there are no real major changes, with the exception of say the email list. So you've got the CSC email list, and in addition, that was one of the say comments that the CSC will maintain an announced list, but so that's not for and a dedicated website, etc. And then the the usual miscellaneous sections. That's about it. Yeah, nothing more to add. And just one, maybe one more thing. This is say looking at the guideline or the internal procedures itself. This is just basically, say, a suggestion how you could run your meetings, take decisions, how it's recorded, etc. In time, and maybe that's something for further discussion as soon as we, as you will start discussing the remediation procedures, etc., either include it in this guideline or start working on a separate procedural guideline. That's up for debate as well. Say there are arguments both ways. That's it, Byron, from my end.
Thank you, Bart. I think that gets us off to a good start on this issue. Elise has said in the chat, have you mapped it against the terminology and or the of the CSC mandate? Is there anything in the mandate itself that's inconsistent with what you've presented, and how do we make sure that the two align from a terminology and substance point of view?
I've checked and based this on the charter, bylaws, and IANA functions agreement, the three basic documents which are cited as well in the I didn't do a direct mapping, say, in the sense of map your, say, the powers of the CSC, which the chair and the members, etc., against sections in the bylaws or charter or functions agreement. So what I could do for probably by early next week is include a kind of table with a list with the different sections to the sections in the bylaws and the other documents, if that's helpful.
I think that would be very helpful. Any comments or questions for Clark or on this subject? The one suggestion he has is, the quorum, that it's three, or right now it's sort of an understanding that it's all four members. At some point it likely needs to go to three members, and that could be part of this. My suggestion is that we retain it at four members until the fall, say October, to make sure that some of this early formative work includes us all for the early going. And if my member colleagues have no objection to that, I'm going to make the suggestion that until the end of the first year here that we stick with the four for now, but in our procedures indicate that we will be taking it to three. That's a suggestion that I have or believe. Okay, and Cal is supportive of that for now. I certainly wouldn't want to speak for Jay, but he probably wouldn't object to that. Okay, Bart, so if you could reference the other documents within this, and then I would ask that all of our liaisons and members take the time to really go through this so we can start to firm it up and address any issues that we may have as we start to take a much more detailed look at it. It is 26 minutes past the hour. Cal, your hand's up. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to raise a point that I raised initially when this was circulated. Are we going to acknowledge or identify the role that observers can take in any meeting, and I include our the CSC meeting in ICANS, or the phone calls that we would have month to month, whether we encourage observers, whether we discourage or don't allow observers, or and what role they may or may not be able to take. Can they speak or just listen, and that sort of thing, whether that goes into these operating procedures or not.
Thanks, Cal.
Byron, may I quickly respond?
Sure, Bart, go ahead.
It's if you would go to section or page 2, the final sentence on top of item, or say number 4, it states CSE meetings are open to observers, however, they are not entitled to participate actively in the proceedings of the CSCs unless explicitly invited by the chair of the CSC. So until now, it's for example, Alan on this call is an observer, and you had some others in the past. They may attend these meetings. They are always invited at the face-to-face meetings, and I think it's part of the transparency that it's open, but they're not. Say what you see in other groups as well, they do not participate actively or not allowed unless invited to do so. So for whatever reason, say like Marilia, in a way you could qualify her as an observer but in this case she was specifically invited for an item. Does that address your question, concern, Carol? Mm-hmm.
Cal? Oh, he answered in the chat. Okay. Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions on this? For now, we will definitely be coming back to it. Okay, given we are at our 89th of 90 minutes, agenda item number 10 is a potentially substantive one. I'm going to ask that we defer it to the next meeting, because I want to respect people's time, and I also have a hard stop. So we're going to have to defer that to the next meeting, agenda item number 10. I'm going to quickly ask, is there any other business that anybody wants to flag at this moment? Which is agenda item number 11. Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to the next meeting, which has already been discussed in some depth for Copenhagen. We all have a sense of what we need to do and where we're going there. We have a 90-minute meeting scheduled. I think the basic outline right now is that the first 30 will be much more of a public or open meeting, and then the business at hand will take the following 60. So we're certainly going to have to be well prepared so we can make the most of our 60 minutes together. So more to follow on the specific agenda, but I would ask you, strongly encourage you to get very familiar with the operating procedures, also the deck that's been put forward, and as well as the development roadmap for those who are particularly interested in it, so we can come back to that. With that, I am going to adjourn today's meeting. Thank you very much. I think that was a productive 90 minutes. And look to your inboxes for more materials in the next iterations of the documents that we have looked at today. And I look forward to seeing everybody in Copenhagen. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.
Vanavond wil drie kerstmarkt in Hogeveen om 11:30.